Proclamation number 7581, dated the April 19th, 1960. Spiritual low level necessitates upheaval of earth. You will not experience a spiritual renaissance on this earth anymore. A low level has been reached which almost cannot be surpassed because people merely exist with worldly intentions. They do not consider a spiritual life, nor do they ask themselves whether they are fulfilling their real earthly task, because they cannot recognize any other earthly task except serving their physical well-being and enjoying life to the fullest. Only few people start their daily activity with spiritual thoughts, and only these few live their earthly life consciously. They sense that the human being is not on earth merely for the sake of earthly life. They think about it, and since they are of good will, they gradually come to understand the purpose of their earthly life. But there are only few of them, and a person will hardly ever succeed in guiding a fellow human being on the same path and convincing him of his true destiny. And thus one can speak of a low-level spiritual which necessitates a change, which involves such a breakdown of creation that it inevitably has to result in an earthly and spiritual turning point. There have been many times indeed when people lived without God, where much injustice happened and satanic activity was plainly evident. But this situation has gone too far. Almost all people now lead a superficial life. They no longer think about it. They have no sense of responsibility. They grow up without faith or merely conform to conventional faith, which is entirely worthless for the development of the soul. And they are also swayed by error, by wrong thinking. They are far from the truth and cannot find it either because they are without love. And the reason for humanity's ailment is that love has grown cold, that people are no longer able to believe in a God and Creator, who is love, wisdom and might in himself, and to whom they will have to be accountable for their conduct one day. They lack love and therefore also awareness. They are spiritually blind and walking towards the abyss. The end will come without fail because order has to be re-established if higher development, which is the purpose for people's life on earth, is to continue. Whatever can be saved before the end shall be saved, because God's love will help wherever the smallest measure of will for good exists. However, it would be wrong to rely on people changing their attitude towards God and faith. It would be wrong to rely on a spiritual change that supposedly will take place on this earth. Because people grant God's adversary too much power and he truly is using it well. Hence one day his activity will have to come to an end, God will have to take his power from him, his era will have to be brought to an end, and that will also involve impounding his followers as well as himself, so that his evil actions will be over for a long time. It will also necessitate a breakdown and transformation of the creations which shelter spiritual substances on earth, which in turn necessitate a new creation, the formation of a new earth, so that spiritual development can continue. And God knows when the time is right for this. He knows when humanity has reached its lowest level, when the transformation of earth and all its creation is necessary, and, furthermore, he will keep to this time in accordance with his plan of eternity. Amen.